Hello and welcome to Hicksville. This is Veronica Hicks with news of what's happening in this gently happening corner of France. Starting on the 21st of June at Marsolin, a good-looking couple, Robert and Ida, are taking to the microphone and singing a medley of songs in English from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m, which is a delightful way to spend a Wednesday night. And I think it's for free. Thursday, of course, can be a day of fasting and only drinking water or lemon juice to prepare yourselves for a lovely event on Friday, which does involve alcohol. Apparently, a daily spoonful of lemon juice or vinegar helps to keep our blood sugar level down, which is very good for us. The event is Cocktail en Blanc at the Domaine Arton, which opens its doors for an exceptional and very classy evening of poetry, music and Armagnac. It's the second of our Cocktail en Blanc, inaugurating the Vine Art Festival in Gascony, which was launched in 2021. Its concept being open days at the Wine Growers Domaine throughout the summer, combining wine and the arts, bringing you circus acts and a breeze of poetry and grace among the vineyards. All forms of dance are on the menu for this event, modern, classical, salsa, setting the mood in the cellars or in the vineyards of the wine growers. Lovers of farce and prose rediscover the great masterpieces of literature staged by local theatre companies. There's classical music, world music, or even rock concerts, confirming that the Gers is a land of festivals and conviviality. Painters, photographers, writers, visual artists, and local craftsmen are also included, displaying their works in wonderful settings. This is what the Wine Art Festival is all about. Now, in this program on the 23rd, there'll be an explanation of The History of Orpheus by Jean-Pierre Simion, performed by theatre company Gilles Bouillon. There'll be a cocktail dinner and jazz from the delightful sextet that calls itself Madame Léon, so jazzy and so very French. There'll be an artistic performance by Carolee McCall in a duet with violinist Laure Chan. So it's wine, women and song yet again, and delicious food. The price for the evening that starts at 6 p.m. and doesn't have an end time is €55 per adult, €25 for teenagers and free for everyone else. For more details, contact the Gascony Tourist Office on 0562 64 00. Next day, on Saturday the 24th at the Château de Flamarens, a concert worthy of a Midsummer Night's Dream, combining the guitar playing of Clotilde Bernard, the heavenly soprano voice of Corinne Fructus, the speaking voice of Emmanuel Pavon Dufort. These three ladies are dedicating the evening to love, calling themselves the Trio Ingenu, crossing three eras, three countries, and three love scores, from English Renaissance melancholy to French romantic to popular and fiery Spanish passion, specifically the music of W.A. Mozart, Baroque composer Giulio Caccini, whose daughter Francesca, following the footsteps of her illustrious father, was the first woman to compose opera and the best-paid musician in the court at the height of her career in the 1620s. Manuel de Falla, regarded as the greatest Spanish composer of the 20th century, Falla developed a particular interest in native Spanish music. John Dowland, who was an English Renaissance composer, lutenist and singer, best known today for his melancholy songs such as Come Heavy Sleep, Come Again, Flow My Tears, I Saw My Lady Weep. And finally, Georges Bizet, a composer who died at 37, 3 months after the premiere of Carmen, and never lived to see the success that it would have worldwide. If you're interested in a bit of Scandal, Tragedy, Marcel Proust, and the men who launched the automotive industry in France, which would go on to become Citroën, look no further than The Sad Life of Jacques Bizet, Georges Bizet's only son. But now back to the concert, which starts at 18:30 on the 24th. Details on 0620 44 44 44. Price of entry, €20. So, lots of music, lots of food and wine and love. I wish you all a happy Midsummer Night's Dream and finally some good weather. John Dowland.